Interbet podcast for the Tuesday meeting at Kenilworth. On Sunday, the track was very soft and horses racing handy that were really fit and made an early move tended to do best of all. So that's something to bear in mind. The first race is off at 12:10. It's a maiden juvenile plate for fillies over 1200 meters. There's really not much to go on in the opener. There are quite a few firsters, so I'm going to give that one a miss. Likewise, race two, there are also a number of debutants, and the horses that have run haven't shown a great deal. Your weak favorite is the Master of My Fate filly, El Coete, for Greg Enyon, who had a winner with one of his youngsters over the weekend. Race three, a maiden plate for fillies and mares over 1,000 meters. Now, there's a horse here that hasn't run for 240 days, 8 months off track for Adam Marcus's captain of all filly, Ruby Rex. But she's featured in some decent maiden fields. And if she's anywhere close to tuned up, she could be the solution. Number seven, Roman Beauty, ran well to enticement on debut. That ran strongly in open company over the weekend. They're not so good at its next start. But Roman Beauty is potentially a nice filly. Next best would be Pitarac. Pure as Snow is an extremely well-bred Futura gelding out of Snowdance. Gareth Wright rides this debutant. I think there are others here that have pretty strong credential. Witch Hazel has transferred from Mark Kahn in the High Veld to the Woodruff Yard here in the Cape. Hasn't run 485 days, but comes out of some very strong form lines. Again, a little bit like Ruby Rex, just a query over fitness, hasn't run for a while. Fractal is also of interest. That's a strong debut run, albeit at long odds, behind Touched by Angels 212 days ago, and a significant jockey booking, Aldo Domeyer, who's a high percentage rider, 22% strike rate. Madra Rua has shown signs of life in the past, and monitor the betting moves and the prelims about Pure as Snow. Fifth race, maiden plate, over 1400 meters. Oh, so wonderful. Put forth a really nice effort, held up when storming home behind Ferryman. Then got a bit exposed racing handy and wide when no match for Caesar's Ransom. But that's solid enough form. He takes on Navas Nina together with Superhero and Andre Nell returnee. Hasn't run for 315 days. Waterfront is another with a fitness query, but a significant booking. Richard Faree for Pitt and Albert Stain. The back form, not too shabby. Big Deal, you may want to use in the lower slots of your tries and quartets. Got the advantage of draw one around the winter course turn. Race six, maiden plate, 1400 meters. Sure, I've just put a question mark here. I've got no idea really what to make of this lot. Chinwag has got reasonable form. Remuneration is one that could improve after being supported on debut, but not really shaping. Peace Garland on the Fog in Finland and Mystic Inferno, and She's a Ripper form, would have a shake. Michaela Michelle ride before Sunrise has got a decent enough figure of 77. Intimbindi also on the Pen Ultimate has got some sort of a chance. It's for Stain. Field Leg, I would suggest. Seventh, likewise, is pretty tricky. There's not much to go on. It's one of these open maidens over 1950 meters. In card order, I've marked number four, Echo Foxtrot. Your Antipost 2-1 favorite is number five, Ain't Misbehavin'. Quiet Place would have a chance on back form to Heavenly Prince. Glenn Almond has the top speed figure here. It's not a great number, but 80 is sometimes good enough to win at this level in the Cape. And Master Coiner is not without a chance, having run much better to Mutiny in Heaven, and that was just 9 days ago. Eighth race. It's also over 1950 meters. It's a D stakes, a low-level contest. The average merit rating here is 62. Heavenly Prince carries 62.5 kilograms, was an eye catcher last time when defeating Back in the Fast Lane after being supported in the market. Might be able to go in again. I see quoted around 18 to 10 in early trade. I think the horse he's got to beat is Gold Index. Hasn't run for 97 days, but on back form would definitely have a chance. Both his wins have come in the wet, and the fact that Richard Faree has been booked is significant. Bear with the Boers, also entitled to get in the mix on that run to Heavenly Prince and the shift in the weights. Double Dash may try and escape on the front end and might be able to keep going for a share. And then the last race is probably the most intriguing of all from a form student's perspective. There's lots to go on. Class 4 over 1,600 meters. Noble Hero would be a chance racing handy from the inside gate, but will need to boost his finish. Carrier Coup hasn't done much for a while, but off this lowered rating, he's not the worst outside if you look in collateral form with Blind Dates and the run to Ireland Forever in November. Captain's Alliance woke up big time in the wet last time when outsprinted by Marcus Aurelius. So that's got to go into the shortlist. Caesar's Ransom won easily enough, beating Oh So Wonderful. So you can check how that one performs earlier in the card. Bonelli is a smart master of my fate gelding. On a hat trick, he's tangled with Chance Encounter a few times. There's not much between those. Blind Date would be my marginal first pick, tactically versatile, primed second up after a rest. Also likes running in the mud. Cedar Point, a Snaith Racing stable companion, is a late running threat. Diamond Rock will need to improve. Shortlist, Blind Date over Captain's Alliance, Chance Encounter, Benelli, Cedar Point you must use underneath. And then your exotic tote buster could be Carrier Coup, assuming he runs straight. That's the roundup. It's a tricky card. Hopefully this podcast helps point you in the right direction.